I am John Platt from WFUV 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. So great to see so many friends and familiar faces here. What a weekend of music, as it always, at Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival. But I know a lot of us have been looking forward to this as perhaps one of the highlights of the weekend. Now, we are gathered, of course, for kind of a sad reason. It was just a couple months ago that we got the shocking news that Richie Havens had passed. And he was only 72 years old, a guy who had such a creative life force. Steve Lurie, who books this whole festival, asked me if I could help introduce what's going on today. I had the opportunity to be with Richie a few times, and one of my highlights was actually here at Clearwater, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. It was one of those rainy days at Clearwater. You know, those ones that happen every now and then? And I was at one of the secondary stages. It was before they had the Hudson stage. And Lucy Kaplansky, who's a wonderful performer, was performing, and the rain started. And Lucy, God bless her, started to play Here Comes the Sun. It didn't work. So I schlepped through the mud and the wet grass to the Rainbow stage and introduced Richie Havens. And he played Here Comes the Sun, and it worked. That's what I call the power of Woodstock. Now, of course, Richie was the icon of Woodstock and loved to tell the story about how he went on first, because he and his percussionist could get on that little helicopter and get to the stage when nobody else could. And he went on first and kept coming off the stage, and they kept pushing him back on stage to do more songs until about 2.5 hours later, he finally improvised the song that's become the signature of Woodstock and of his, which of course is Motherless Child Freedom. And over the years, you know, Richie would perform that song because he really was a worldwide ambassador of folk music and a great storyteller. He would tell the story of that. He would tell the story of being at Folk City and doing this song that he'd learned from this guy called A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, and introducing it as being written by this other guy. And he came off stage, and this little guy by the bar said, "Man, you did that pretty good." And Van Ronk said to him, "You know who that was, don't you?" He said, "No." He said, "That's Bob Dylan. He wrote that song." Yeah. But, you know, Richie also told stories about there being UFOs at Woodstock. And, you know, if he saw them, who am I to question it? I think of Richie as being both a mensch and a mystic. A guy who played with open tuning, but also with an open heart. And always a sense of humor. And as recently as 3 or 4 years ago, I saw him perform at Irvington Town Hall. And at the end of the show, he performed Freedom, and sweat was dripping off him, and he did the scissors kick and took a bow, and the crowd rose as one. And I thought to myself, here is a guy who's been doing it for almost 50 years with as much passion and power and commitment as ever. And what an inspiration it was. Unfortunately, for several reasons, he wasn't able to perform the last couple of years, but we do have the occasion today to bring together some friends. I always felt that it would be good that there could be a tribute to Richie while he was alive, so he would know how much people loved him. But I had some good news from his agent, Tim Drake, along that very line. Tim?
Thank you, John. Just a few short words. There's a couple memorial events coming up for Richie, one in August at the Woodstock site, Bethel Woods. On Sunday the 18th, his wish was to have his ashes spread over the site at Woodstock. So that's going to happen. There'll be a small thing in the museum and pavilion. And then the big event really will be January 21st, which is his birthday. And it's going to be a town hall, you know, artists to perform TBA. But those are dates to keep in mind. You can keep a look on Richie's website and Facebook page for further developments. Thank you very much, John.
So that is very good news. And I think it's really appropriate that we're doing this today on Father's Day, because Richie was a father and a grandfather. His daughter, Rachel, is in the audience today, and I think it's wonderful to acknowledge her presence here. I know that Richie felt, in the power of children, that the future depended on the children who were going to live out the kinds of things that our generation had maybe dropped the ball on. Now, today we have gathered some of his good friends who are going to play some music associated with him and share their memories of Richie in a kind of a song swap. So let me introduce these people, and I'll get off the stage, and we can all enjoy this wonderful afternoon. Oh, and but I'm sorry, I have to mention this. Speaking of parents, Stuart, the lost parent, meets your child at communications. It was a lost parent. Lord knows what that parent is on. Okay. But behind me over here, playing fiddle and guitar, a member of the Klezmatics and a great musician, Lisa Gutkin. A man here who's been part of the music scene for 60 years, probably, in the village and elsewhere, a man who plays everything, including percussion and penny whistle, the great David Amram. A man you just heard perform a wonderful set on the stage, who also has a connection with Richie. Please welcome again Josh White Jr. A woman who did a wonderful set this morning and who's returned, coming all the way from Hawaii to Croton-on-Hudson, Buffy St. Marie. A man who only had to come across the Tappan Zee, less of a distance, the great Tom Chapin. And to kick things off, a great blues man from the Bronx, right? Or yeah. Well, excuse me, with a great heritage himself, Guy Davis.
Nobody knows. some life saves it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you so much. They made the mistake of telling me I could talk a little bit. Richie's death was a shock, but my dear friend and ex-agent, Mr. Tim Drake, informed me a number of years ago that Richie had a health crisis that was keeping him from playing, and that was a kind of a death. I will say that I remember seeing Richie down in Greenwich Village, not playing on stage, but walking into a club in the middle of the 80s, in a time when he was not doing so great, let's just say, in his career. And he was leaning against a bank of phone booths, and he was watching a group on stage perform, just a so-so group. I don't even remember what the music was, but I remember looking in his face and seeing his eyes from across the room. This was not the face of a man you just walk over to and glad hand and slap him on the back. He wanted to be back in that light. And as we all know, he had so much more to say and so much more to give. If there's time, I wouldn't mind doing another song that day. If there's that time, I don't know. Now this one is definitely in the spirit of Mr. Richie Havens, not so much the music, but just the content of the song. It's called Love Looks Good on You. Fit you like a fine suit of clothes. Looks good on you. Love looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? I tell you what the rooster said to the hen. Said, come here little chicken and be my friend. It looks good on you. Love looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? Well, you shine like the sun with a smile on your face. Your feet just dancing all around the place. It looks good on you. Love looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? Whiskey, 20 years old. You take one sip and you never be cold. It looks good on you. Love looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? Little old couple holding hands. The grandkids grown, but they're still making plans. It looks good. Kiss with a feeling, you leap off the bed and make love on the ceiling. Looks, love looks good on you. Oh, good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? When you kiss on the ceiling, you roll on the floor. You got 19 children, all you want's one more. It looks, oh, love looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it on? To the extra. Well, it looks good on you. It looks good on you. It looks good on you. Ain't you glad you tried it? Thank you. I'm an Alvarez. Thank you.
Guy Davis. I've been thinking about it when I first saw Richie, and it was sort of like what Guy said. You know, I first started getting into folk music in 1958 when my brothers and I heard a recording called The Weavers at Carnegie Hall. And we used to go over to the Village. We lived in Brooklyn Heights in those days, and just go over to the Village. And I remember once at the Gaslight, walking in the Gaslight and see this guy didn't have any front teeth, actually. And he had a guitar on his, playing like this on his lap. But that voice was the voice, as Tom Paxton has described it, the voice of God, Richie Havens. It was astonishing watching him play then. And knowing him over the years, mostly in places like this, you know, those of us who are ships passing in the night. But one time I remember really strongly was 1987, December 7th. It would have been my brother Harry's 45th birthday, but he, of course, had died when he was 38. And it was a big concert to commemorate the fact of him winning the Congressional Gold Medal. Only the fifth songwriter ever to win it. The other four were George M. Cohen, the two Gershwin brothers, and Irving Berlin. You heard of those guys. And Harry won it that year. And so Sandy, Harry's wife, started asking a whole bunch of people to sing songs, and she sent songs around to all of them. And I told this story yesterday that Judy Collins did Cats in the Cradle, which was a surprise to me and to all of us, but she killed it. And it was, I mean, Bruce Springsteen was there, and Pete Seeger was there, and Steve Goodman was there, and I mean, it was an astonishing array of people. And so the week before, we had this rehearsal, you know, actually it was 2 days before, and my brother Steve had a full orchestra with a big band, and he was writing charts for everybody. And so we hadn't heard from Richie, and the song he was supposed to do was W-O-L-D of Harry's. And the way Harry did it, give me some guitar up here if you would. Harry used to do it, "Hello, honey, it's me. I am the morning DJ at W-O-L-D." So he'd do that, and it was like, so Steve wrote this whole chart, you know, and then Richie comes in. He hadn't talked to Richie at all, you know, just... he hadn't heard, so he wrote this big chart, spent the whole night writing the chart. So Richie comes in, and I bring him in and say, "Okay, listen," with a full band, and they're playing, dun, 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 dun. And Richie suddenly goes like, then he grabs my coat, and he says, "Tom, can I talk to you for a minute?" "Sure." So he walks in, and he says, "I hear it a different way." And he gets his guitar and walks into the, and it's a recording studio, so we go in the stairwell, you know. And he goes like, "I'm hearing like this." And it was Richie Havens, man. "Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio?" And it's like, wait, wait, I said, "Wait, wait, 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 stop right there." And I was saying, "Let me get Steve." I got my brother Steve. Pulled him in. And he sits there, and Richie does the whole song. And Steve says, "Richie, why didn't you fucking tell me this last night?" And I'm telling you, look on, you guys, when you get home, Google Richie Havens, W-O-L-D. And you'll see Steve and I playing with him, the two of us, and Richie just doing this incredible. Nobody can be Richie Havens. The other thing I want to say about Richie Havens was, if you were a songwriter, you were in heaven if Richie Havens did your song. Because his pocket, musical pocket, was like just so solid. And the lyrics would just jump out. How many of you heard him do a Dylan song and it was like the first time you heard the song, right? That's what happened with this. I'll try to do it sort of his version, sort of Harry's version. The other thing I want to say is we also lost this year Pete Fornatel, the great DJ who named his show after Richie Havens' album, Mixed Bag. And if you look at that video, the person who introduced Richie Havens was the voice of Pete Fornatel. This is a story about the kind of DJ that Pete Fornatel invented, that never wanted to be, so he helped invent places like FUV, the FM stations. And we miss him as well. This is for Harry, for Richie, and for Pete Fornatel. Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio and you said that's the place to be? And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me? It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice was heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. Well, the drinking I did on my last big gig made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound, when they let me go. But I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Then I worked my way back home again, here to Boise, Idaho. That's the way this business goes. I am the morning DJ, a WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice was heard but never seen. I'm a big-time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. I got a tire on my gut from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that maybe I'd stop this jockey and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. Thank you.
good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WFU.
Well, Richie and I were raised in New York, and I got a chance to travel with him back in 78. We did. One year we did 10 countries in 26 days. Yeah, it was fun. And the thing is, so Richie and I were talking now. We grew up in Harlem. Now, Harlem's not the only place that has roaches, but you know what I'm saying. No matter how clean you are, if the building has it, they're going to come visit you. So Richie and I were talking about that, and we thought, no matter where you move, there are roaches. If you go down Florida, they call them palmetto bugs. They're roaches. That's all. But then we thought, we'd moved to Alaska. But then we decided that they probably have little roaches with little bitty fur coats. So he and I, we just go back and forth with that a lot. I miss the man.
rejoicing in that land we're riding by. There will be rejoicing in that land. There will be rejoicing in that land. There will be rejoicing. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I slave, I be buried in my grave and go to my Lord. We walked along before many years ago, and we'll walk 100 more. And we're coming one by one. You can see us two by two. Every time you turn around, another's coming through. And we'll sing it long and proud for everyone to know that the road to freedom is a long way to go. Turn and look out over there. Just as far as you can see, there are many more who will die for liberty. We're coming one by one. You can see us two by two. Every time you turn around, another's coming through. And we'll sing it loud and proud for everyone to know that the road to freedom, road to freedom, road to freedom, road to freedom, road to freedom is a long, long way to go.
I had the delight way back in 1963, which seems like the day before yesterday, to be at a loft party. A woman named Ann Steinbrocker had a wonderful loft. She was a painter, and she said, come on down and jam. They had jazz musicians, Latin musicians, and this young fellow was there playing the guitar. I don't think anybody then or since that time has anybody in the world has seen anyone who could play the guitar like Richie with that thumb and the music that he got from that. And his singing, and the way he told me he'd just come from Brooklyn, and he was interested in this whole Greenwich Village world, and he loved Jack Kerouac's writing and all that, and he knew I'd worked with those guys since I was older. I'm 82, so I was 10 years older than Richie. And he was such a beautiful, warm person. Then we used to go up to WBAI at 4, 5, 6 in the morning at Bob Fass's show, and Richie would be there. We played away till a... So the sun came up, and over the years, there were so many wonderful experiences that we had, and then when he became more appreciated, we were at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and a woman who was a really good singer said, you know Richie Havens? I said, sure. She said, can I meet him? I said, just go up and say hello. He's a real person. He's just the way he is in real life, the way he is on the stage.
just for real. And she said, well, introduce me. I'm a singer. I want to meet him. I said, okay. So I introduced her. Then she said, do you think I can sing with him? I said, look, he's come all the way from Greenwich Village to Winnipeg, Canada for 20 minutes. He's got his band. And I said, I'm an old buddy of his. I would never ask if I could play with him, which I've done 100 times, unless he asked me. It's called etiquette and respect. However, that did not cut the mustard. So she said, well, how long is it going to take him to get to the stage? I said, we're at the food stand. It's about 500 feet. And we're moving about 2 feet an hour because Richie would hang out and talk to everybody and anybody as long as they wanted to. And we gradually crept. And sure enough, 5 minutes before it was time for him to go on, he said, see y'all in a minute. He went up on stage and she followed him right on stage. I said, man, Richie's going to kill me introducing her to him. So what Richie did to show what a great diplomat was, he came up on the stage, and just like this, he took his chair and turned it this way, played his guitar, and sang to the whole audience, and she sat on a chair there for the whole show as if it was a classical concert in India where the apprentice sits and just sits there and soaks up the good vibes. And I said after, I said, Richie, you out-diplomaticed yourself. And he said, well, no, man. He said, her heart's in the right place. She just got to learn a little couth. And Richie was the master at that. And when I met other people with him, I met Chris 1969 and Buffy a little later than that and so many of these other people. But Richie was one of the first people that I met aside from Jack Elliott and Cisco Houston and Woody and all those people when I was a young cat. And when we finally did the concert at Madison Square Garden for Pete's 90th birthday, Richie was just so incredible. And he said, you know, I think this music's going to be here for a while. Looks like we've outlived fashion, because he was in it for keeps. He was a lifer. He was gracious and kind to every single person he met. And we had the big Woodstock reunion in the rainstorm and had the 35th anniversary. He invited me to be there. And he was the king of the diplomats for thousands of people who wanted to experience the one that was free, which this one was. And finally, Miriam Azikian, a very fine classical composer, wrote an Armenian mass. And she loved Richie's singing so much, she wrote a part for him in the Armenian language to sing. And he got a recording of it that she made, and he learned it. And he said, man, I'm nervous. I said, man, you just be Richie Havens. And he sang and knocked the whole house down. That was the best part of the whole symphony night. He was such a beautiful person, and it was so great to celebrate his spirit. Theo Bekel said on his 85th birthday, people in the arts never pass away. They just go on tour. So Richie... So Richie's on tour right now. We can hardly wait to see him again. I'm going to sing a 3-minute song that we heard back in 1967. And Richie said, man, he said, you know, people think that's a dumb song. He said, but that's the way I feel about stuff. Because he was such a wonderful person. And with his beautiful sense, he really believed it was a wonderful world. So I'm going to sneak over to the piano and play a 2-minute piece. And if you want to talk to any of us afterwards, we can give you hours of information. But right now, we're going to keep it short. It's a wonderful world for Richie Havens. It's a number five.
I see fields of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
David Amrath.
Thank you. Unbelievable honor to be amongst this company. I'd like to play a song that was written, the words are written by Woody Guthrie. It's one that did not make it onto the Klezmatics collection. Maybe someday it will. You know, when I was really little, I used to hold a hairbrush and pretend that I was a singer and strum a make-believe guitar, of course. And then, you know, I took up the violin and that kind of took over. But, And now I will attempt to put the microphone in a place. Oh, I love the attention. Isn't this great? There we go. And of course, if you're going to pretend that you're strumming a guitar, who are you going to pretend you are but Richie Havens? You know? I think he would have liked this song. If anyone feels inspired to join in, guys. I read the paper and the paper said the war clouds rolling overhead. Too many years the war clouds roll. What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? A world of sorrow and disgrace. A world of love and happiness too. What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? What makes this world march into war? What is it they are fighting for? How many must die for the crimes of a few? Who will rise up to lead us right? Who will lead us through the night? Who will free you from your greed and lead us through? What is this world they're gonna do? 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 Your weapons rumble through the land to take many an honest man. From sweetheart, wife, and children too. What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? What is this world they're gonna do? What makes this world march into war? What is it they are fighting for? How many must die for the crimes of a few? Who will rise up and lead you right? Who will lead you through the night? Who will free you from your greed and lead you through? What is this world they're gonna do? 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 Your armies march into the night. this world gonna do? What is this world gonna do? What is this world gonna do? What is this world gonna do? What makes this world march into war? What is it they are fighting for? How many must die for the crimes of a few? Who will rise up to lead you right? Who will lead you through the night? Who will free you from your greed and lead you through? What is this world gonna do? 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 I read the paper and the paper said.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Please welcome Chris Gustafson.
It's really an honor to be singing for Richie Haven. He was a beautiful person, not just a beautiful singer. And he cut this song of mine, so I'm going to sing it. You got to make your own rules, child. You got to break your own chains. The dreams that possess you can blossom and bless you, or run you insane. The moment is yours now. Lay on the line. The past just don't matter. Tomorrow won't mind. Lay down beside me. Show me a sign. Let me feel your spirit running with mine. I don't deserve you. I'm just a man, but I swear I'll love you just as hard as I can. Gotta break your own chain. Leaving is easy. Losing's the same. Will you remember? Way down the road. Somebody loves you more than you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Chris Gustafson has to go off to play the big stage. Thank you so much for coming, Chris.
Oh, kiss you.
Please welcome Buffy St. Marie.
Oh, thank you. Geez, I'm just having the hardest time thinking that Richie is on his journey. I just can't seem to get it through my head, you know? I knew Richie in the 60s, in the early 60s. And even before it was cool to be a songwriter, you know? When you were only supposed to be singing genuine folk songs, and some of us songwriters felt a little inauthentic. And Richie was writing, and I was writing, and Richie was one of the other ones who was really unique. You know, he didn't sound like anybody else. He didn't do the same old songs that everybody else knew. Even if he did do a traditional song or a song that somebody else had written, God, it was just so much himself. It wasn't just the tunings, it was the rhythms. He was such a musician. Yeah. We would see each other in the 60s, and then in the 70s, and then in the 80s, and then in the 90s, and then in the thousands. I think the nicest thing about having a long career as a musician is that you know so many different songs and so many different styles. And I was talking to Pete this morning, and I knew I was going to be doing this little tribute for Richie. And I was just saying that, you know, just because another great song or musician or style comes along, the music business used to just kind of say, well, that means that anything that used to be, that's no good anymore. But people who have followed festivals and what we call folk music or world music or people's music, like Richie, continued year after year, decade after decade to kind of just reflect the world as it is, you know, and not worry about what the style was. And I always just loved him for that. The last time that we spent some time together, Vanity Fair magazine, Annie Leibovitz, brought me and Richie to Staten Island and took pictures of us. Oh, I mean, she had the hair and makeup and everything ready for us, and we were all dolled up. And she took the pictures of us, and we each got a page, and we were holding hands across the spine of Vanity Fair. And that was kind of like, that was a heart trip for me. It was really beautiful. Then we did one more concert together at Massey Hall in Canada, and I was trying to think, what is it that I could sing that I wish that I could have sung to Richie, for Richie, with Richie? I did it this morning, and maybe you guys will help me out. This is a real simple song, and I think of Richie because Richie was such a hero to so many hippies. He was like... I don't know. He was a true love child. So this is a song that became popular with the Rainbow People in Northern California. And somebody wrote one verse, and I wrote a whole bunch of new ones, so maybe you'll sing it along with me. Got an A? Good. Okay, here we go. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is unity. This is family. This is celebration. This is sacred. Now your turn. Come on. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is unity. This is family. With this celebration, this is sacred. We are spiraling, spiraling together. Onward, upward, creature to creation. Holy mystery, Mother Earth, childbirth. This is celebration. This is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. It says unity, this is family, this is celebration, this is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is unity, this is harmony, this is celebration, this is sacred. We are ripening, ripening together. Kings and babies, boneheads and angels. This is how we grow. This is how we get to know. This is celebration. This is sacred. Last time. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing a heart song. This is unity. This is family, this is celebration, this is sacred. And maybe Richie's best known song, the one that began Woodstock, when nobody else was there to start the show, who showed up? You know who. He just killed it. He went on and on and on and on. There are a lot of versions. You can see him on YouTube. You can hear him on records. We're all going to do it for you. This is called Freedom. Somebody kick it off.
Thank you.
for Richie Havens. Yeah. Yeah. That's like Richie used to do. Keep that going, boy. David Amram, Josh White Jr., Buffy St. Marie, Chris Christopherson, Tom Chapin, and Guy Davis. And Lisa Meeks on American Sign Language Interpretation. John Mark and John Colbert. Richie always said, when he flew over 500,000 people there in the helicopter, the thought that came to his mind was, they can't hide us now. The spirit of Richie, the spirit of Woodstock lives on today. Thank you all for being part of this very special occasion. Don't go away. This great stage crew is going to reset for a wonderful performance coming up in just a minute from Tift Merritt.